USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A memorial service for the late Republican Senator John McCain will be held later this morning at a church in Phoenix, Arizona, and former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden will, at John McCain's request, be delivering the eulogy. McCain spoke about his friend last October.
Some of the dear friends that I have are on the other side of the aisle. My beloved friend Joe Biden, he and I fight. Oh, we used to fight. But we were friends, and when it came time to settle something, because we were of goodwill, we could get it settled and resolved.
Fire officials in Jacksonville, Florida, say the video game tourney where a deadly mass shooting happened on Sunday never should have taken place. Chicago Pizza in the Jacksonville Landing didn't have the proper permit to hold the event. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenix.com.
The Vatican's not commenting on new accusations that corruption is reaching the highest levels of the Catholic Church leadership. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano says he can compare church cover-ups of sexually abusive leaders to what he called the conspiracy of silence that prevails in the mafia. Florida's Republican candidate for governor, current Congressman Ron DeSantis, denying that he was making a racial reference when he warned Florida voters not to monkey this up by electing the Democrat Andrew Gillum. He'd made the remark on Tuesday after the primary results were in. Last night, he said,
"It has zero to do with race. It has everything to do with whether we want Florida to continue to go in a good direction, building off the success, or do we want to turn to left-wing socialist policies."
Gillum, who's Florida's first African-American major party nominee for governor, called that remark by DeSantis straight out of the Trump playbook. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The nation's unemployment lines a little bit longer last week than the week before. The Labor Department reporting that 213,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 more than the week before, and basically in line with what economists were predicting. Two major hurricanes now churning in the Pacific. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Hurricane Miriam is developing in the eastern Pacific Ocean, but at this time doesn't currently pose a threat to land, according to the National Hurricane Center. It's traveling west at 9 miles per hour and had maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Hurricane Norman also developed in the eastern Pacific. The eye of the storm was located 500 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters expect the storm to become a major hurricane, Category 3 or higher, by Thursday. There are no advisories in effect.
And a new study out of Canada finding that people who indulge in a lot of red meat and a lot of cheese actually tend to live longer, especially people who had 120 grams of unprocessed meat and three portions of dairy every day. Those eating this kind of diet saw their chances of a fatal heart attack dropped by over 20%, according to these researchers, who say that eating fruits and vegetables, though, is still very important. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.